Radio 1350 KMAN
906 here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Andrew Shores, and this morning we're listening to In Focus with some folks from Island Community College in Wamego, joined of course by Director Diane Hendricks and Student Services Representative JD Coons. And it's a pleasure to have you both in the studio on such a rainy Wednesday morning. However, it sounds like there's some things to be excited about, even amidst the rain over at Highland Community College. And Diane, I know before we went on the air this morning, we were talking about a brand new program, at least new to Highlands this last fall. And so maybe tell us more. The Precision Agriculture Certificate Program. I'm looking at some of the background information right now, and it just sounds really exciting. So maybe tell us a bit about more about it, and what inspired you to bring this program to your campus?
Thank you very much for having us on here. And our Precision Ag program is a very unique program. We, as you said, this past fall was the first time that we started offering classes. Our motivation for bringing it is that the reality is that, you know, while precision agriculture used to be considered, you know, a specialty field, agriculture is precision agriculture. That's how it is today. And we wanted to be able to bring more training to some of the rural areas. And so a group got together and started researching, and we were able to receive a grant to get equipment, to revamp our building, to make it a suitable environment for that kind of teaching. And we've been able to kick it off. So it's been really exciting.
Well, in tractors, I mean, it's progressed to be so much more than just a diesel engine, right? Because now you have all these computers involved. You have GPS systems, GIS systems. And I would just assume that's been a learning experience for your staff to implement too, right?
Oh, it has. It has. It has taken, I think, all of us a little bit of a while to be able to talk the lingo and be able to explain to students exactly what they're going to get. But that is exactly what it is. It's GPS, it's GIS. They learn to look at, to gather the data, and then they also look at how to analyze the data, and then also look at the hardware.
Well, and it's your inaugural year for the Precision Ag program. How many students have you had in it so far?
At our campus, we have had a total of 8 in it. And we also are offering at our Baileyville campus. And they have, I believe, 9 students enrolled in it. So pretty small at this point, but we're hoping to really ramp it up.
Well, and it seems like something that could take off. I'm reading here, it's a free program to high school juniors and seniors. So to any young person who's maybe to jumpstart their education and be able to enter the workforce early, this seems like a surefire way to get involved. Do you have any students from Wamego High School who have taken advantage of this so far?
We don't this year. We're hoping to get some next year. I know Baileyville has a number of students that are from the high schools. But yes, this is, you know, we try to schedule it so that students can come in the morning or come in the afternoon. If they start in their junior year, they can complete a Certificate B, which is you know, kind of the premier certificate with this program, that in 2 years. If they start as a senior, they can get a Certificate A and you know, go out into the workforce, or they can stay another year and get it completed.
Now, JD, have you seen quite a bit of interest among this when you've been out and about speaking with prospective students or speaking with even current students who maybe want to add another certificate?
Yeah, and it's a great program because those high school juniors and seniors that I've talked to, they can get those classes for free. And then if they want to go on and get their Associates of Applied Science when they have graduated from high school and they want to come to Highland in the fall as a freshman, they can start their freshman classes and get their, just in a year, finish up that Associate of Applied Science degree. So I've seen a lot of interest from the community, especially with the different technology that they'll use. Diane didn't mention that one of the big things that they have is that they're going to learn to fly a drone. And so they're going to get the skills they need to be able to go out and take the FAA exams to be able to, you know, fly a drone for commercial use for farms and for agriculture. So it's a really great program, and I see a lot of interest from students, from parents. High school counselors are wanting to, you know, bring students out for tours so they can see exactly what we have going on.
Well, and one thing we've talked about so much here in the Flint Hills is workforce development, and this seems like something that could really take off and be an integral role. Even when you talk about drone programs taking off at Highland Community College in Wamego, seems pretty fitting because we're kind of in the drone capital of the United States right here in central and eastern Kansas. Diane, I also know you've implemented an expanded allied health program. What exactly is that?
When we talk about allied health, we're talking about EMT. We have advanced EMT classes, CNA classes, CMA classes, and we're also working to get home health aid class offered. These are wonderful programs. Anybody who's going into who wants to go into one of those fields, it's great training. Those people too who are wanting to go into healthcare, you know, like are trying to be a physician or nurse or something like that. Oftentimes, they're required to have some sort of clinical training. Our EMT programs give them that opportunity to get the training, go in, and be a part of that. The fantastic thing about these programs is similar to the Precision Ag. They, for high school juniors and seniors, they're free of charge. There's maybe some testing fees involved, but otherwise they don't have to pay, and so that's like a $1,600 savings in terms of the EMT class, $600 in terms of CNA.
Well, and, maybe in case there's any parents of high school juniors and seniors listening right now, it's a time where the affordability of college is a huge issue all across the United States. And even in Kansas, the Board of Regents, taking a look, they've noticed some really concerning trends as far as fewer high school juniors and seniors going on to college than ever before. These students aren't going on to two-year programs. They're just simply not furthering their education. Have you seen an uptick in your enrollment? Have you seen any changes recently?
Our enrollment has stayed pretty steady. And you know, there's been maybe a little bit of a drop, but we're trying to, get the word out to people so that we can, that students can understand that college isn't maybe for everybody, but my gosh, look at your training programs, look at them as a high school student so you can, step out in the workforce. If a senior took the EMT program, they could step out of high school with an EMT job. And that's, and not have paid anything for that training.
Well, the thing that's striking to me about looking at these programs, too, it's about more than just a piece of paper that says you went to college. It's about some really valuable knowledge when you talk about being able to fly a drone, being able to do precision agriculture. JD, do you think that's something that maybe entices students to come to Highland when they realize they're learning some really innovative skills?
Absolutely. And I think the hands-on experience they gain is just a huge part of their education. So with the Precision Ag, they get to go out in the field and use the equipment on a smaller scale, but then they go and they'll learn what it's like on a bigger scale. So we had some students that went and they toured a local co-op and saw the equipment, the sprayers, the planters, and all that. And so they were able to apply what they learned in the classroom on a small scale to the big scale equipment. And same thing with the EMT and the CNA students. They don't just sit in the classroom and read the book and learn the material. They go, and the CNA students go, and they do clinicals at the the senior care centers. The EMT students do ride-alongs with EMTs in the field, so they get to have that hands-on experience and also put that bank on their resume and be able to say, hey, I've done this. It may have just been sitting there watching, but I've been there. I've seen what it's like.
Do you have any statistics on what the job placement is upon graduation from Highland Community College in Wamego?
I don't have any with me right now. Diane, I don't know if you have any available.
Because we've been fairly limited with technical programs, we don't really have that data. I do know that in terms of our EMT and our CNA, we have a high pass rate that we're above or at the state standard of people who pass the test and then go on. And there's a lot of people too sometimes that they'll take the EMT program, maybe they need it for a background versus going into a career.
It seems like a particularly interesting time to be a two-year college in Kansas. I know I'm from Goodland, Kansas, where they have Northwest Kansas Technical College, and they've had to expand their horizons a little bit. They've had to turn into more of a community college, where it seems like here you're branching out from being just a community college more into some technical programs. Is that something that community colleges have had to do in order to survive?
Yes, I think so. And in some level, it's survival, but it's also looking at the bigger picture, looking at what benefits students. And it benefits them to be able to go to a local area facility and not only get college credits, but also to be able to get some technical training if that's what they want. So it's really serving our customers and serving our base.
Well, it's 9:16 here at News Radio KMAN. We're speaking with Diane Hendricks, who's the director of Highland Community College in Wamego, and Student Services Representative J.D. Coons. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about a GED program at Highland Community College. This is KMAN's In Focus.
KMAN weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality.